CKNXNewsToday.ca, Midwestern Ontario's most trusted source for news.
A 34-year-old is now in police custody after police warned the public of a potentially armed and dangerous suspect on the loose. The manhunt for Cody Hearsum started Friday when provincial police found the body of a 62-year-old man in Walters Falls and believed it was linked to an earlier report of shots fired in West Grey. Yesterday afternoon, police say they found and arrested Hearsum after getting a tip from the public he may be in Walters Falls. He is in custody pending a bail hearing. A collision involving a motorcycle claimed the life of a 53-year-old Owen Sound man. Provincial police say they were called to the scene of a single-vehicle collision on Highway 21 in South Bruce Peninsula shortly after 11 p.m. on Saturday. Despite life-saving efforts by the Tara Fire Department and Bruce County EMS, 53-year-old Troy Sisko didn't make it. The investigation is ongoing. Perth County is banning all open-air fires, including in the town of St. Mary's. In a release, officials say the move is in response to the extreme dryness of all vegetation in the area. The ban defines open-air fires as fires that are not contained in a campfire pit or any other fire set in the open air. Recreational campfires are still being permitted within each town's bylaws. People are urged to check their local fire department's website for more information. The ban is in effect until further notice. Huron County is now approved to install electric vehicle chargers in four locations. Huron County's climate change and energy specialist, Derry Wallace.
There'll be three ports at Huron View and three ports at Huron Lee as well, and then four ports at the museum and two ports at the Planning and Economic Development Office at 57 Napier Street in Garnet.
There was also some discussion about installing level 3 chargers because they charge in less time, but Wallace says funding from the Zero Emission Vehicle Infrastructure Program only covers the cost of level 2 chargers. TSSA inspectors will be rallying outside the Ministry of Labour building in Toronto as a strike deadline looms. It's the first contract the group has negotiated since joining OPSU in 2021. The inspectors want better accountability for public safety, wages, and benefits. They're accusing the government of engaging in stonewalling, intimidation, and manipulation. Members of the Technical Standards and Safety Authority inspect everything from amusement park rides, food trucks, and elevators to fuel-burning equipment, propane station boilers, and elements in nuclear plants. The strike deadline is 12:01 a.m. Thursday. In sports, the Jays head into the All-Star break holding on to a wild card spot. Toronto beat Kansas City 4-2 Sunday. Alejandro Kirk hit the go-ahead two-run home run in the bottom of the eighth. Tampa Bay and Seattle are the only other two wild card holders, and both are ahead of Toronto in the standings. Tonight, it's the home run derby at Dodger Stadium. Pete Alonso of the New York Mets will try and become the first player to win the derby in three straight times. Listowel's Corey Connors finished strong at the Open Championship, carding a 5-under-67. Which included an eagle on the par 5 14th hole. He finished the tournament at 8 under in a tie for 28th. The winner was Australian Cameron Smith at 20 under. Scott Dixon of New Zealand won his fourth Honda Indy in Toronto. He tied Mario Andretti for second most wins in IndyCar history, 52. In NASCAR, Christopher Bell won the New Hampshire Motor Speedway. He's a 14th Cup Series winner this season. And in Huron County men's fastball, Walton outscored Sebringville 11-9, while Belmore beat Roxeter 9-5. A few showers ending late this morning, then a mix of sun and cloud with just a slight chance of showers. Could see a thunderstorm today, high of 28, feeling like 34 with the humidity. Partly cloudy tonight, slight chance of showers or thunderstorms early this evening, low of 17. A mix of sun and cloud tomorrow, could see some showers or a thunderstorm. Breezy at times, a high of 28, humidex of 36 tomorrow. Clear tomorrow night, low 21. Wednesday, cloudy, high 30. Thursday, cloudy, chance of showers and a high of 25.
Subscribe to CKNX News wherever you get your podcast and read the latest stories on CKNXNewsToday.ca.